The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. And he lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Hopefully everybody's having a good week. Y'all can have a seat. I'm going to stand up for a while because I'm going to do something as you come up today. And I'm going to do it as I talk with you. Okay? All right. I want everybody to hold their hand out like that, with the palm facing down. Okay? All right. And I'm going to do this to you. And while I'm doing it, I got a question for you. Have any of y'all ever had chicken pox? You know what chicken pox is?
Yes.
What is it? You get little bubbles all over in your skin, right? And it's a skin disease. And you're not supposed to scratch it, because if you scratch those little bubbles and they burst, then they might leave a little spot behind after it's over. And that's kind of the interesting thing about chicken pox, is it goes away. After about a week, you may get better. And all those things go away, but you can't scratch. And it's really hard because they're kind of itchy. All right? But it does go away. Okay, you want one? There we go. Everybody's got one now, right? Now you got a mark on there. Unfortunately, the guy in our story today, the man in our story, didn't have this type of thing. He had a disease called leprosy, and that was kind of even worse than chicken pox, because it would just kind of eat at your skin, and it was very contagious, so people didn't want to get, I wouldn't even want to get this close to you if you had leprosy, okay, because I might get it. And here's the thing about that: chicken pox goes away, but leprosy doesn't. Once you get it, you got it. You got it until you die. And it's ugly because it just eats at the skin and eats at the skin, and you get ugly looking, and you, like I said, people don't want to get near you because they might get it. And we have a man, we had 10 men that had that. And Jesus comes up on them. And he heals them. And they all go away, all 10 go away, but one of them decides to come back. And he wants to give thanks to Jesus for getting rid of that terrible disease, because now his skin is well again. So what kind of stamp did I put on your hand? A cross. This is going to go away today. Eventually it's going to wear off, or you're going to wash your hands and your stamp is going to go away. But as you wash your hands, or as you're wiping it off, I want you to remember that this cross is important, because Jesus had the power to heal that leprosy, that leper man, but he also has the power to take away our sins too. So when you wash that cross off and you see that cross, remember that he has the power to wash our sins away too, and help us. And I want you to be like that one that came back. Don't forget to say thank you for that, for Jesus coming and taking away all the spots off our skin and all the spots off our heart. our sins. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for healing those 10 men. And thank you, dear Lord, for giving us the story of the one who came back so that we can remember to always give thanks to you that through your life, death, and resurrection, all our sins are washed away too. And we ask all these things in your name. Amen. Have a good day. And don't forget, when it washes off.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There once was a man who worked at a zoo, and part of his job was to transport animals. And sometimes he would travel in different places. Sometimes he would go through the city where his brother and his brother's family lived, and he would stop by. His brother's kids would enjoy seeing the animals that he had with him, and they'd enjoy the visit. Well, one such time he was traveling and he stopped by his brother's house. And so the family wasn't all that surprised that this time he had with him an alligator. And so the kids were fascinated with it, and they got it settled in the bathtub in the house. And then they went out to eat. Well, what they had forgotten, what the family had forgotten, that their once every 2 week maid came in to clean the house on that day. So when they got home from going out to eat, they found a note. And the note said, "I'm sorry your house is still dirty, but I quit. I will not work for a family that keeps an alligator in the bathtub. And I'm sorry I didn't mention this before, but the subject never came up." In our gospel lesson today, we hear that story once again of Jesus cleansing 10 people, or healing 10 lepers, and one comes back. And he asks the question, "Where are the other 9? And I guess for them, the question never came up to come back and give worship to God. That subject just didn't come up. They were out to do something else. Again, like Terry mentioned, leprosy in that day and time was a terrible disease. There was no cure for it. But a lot of times in the Bible, when it says leprosy, there could be other diseases as well. Any other kind of skin disease, sometimes they would call leprosy as well. And some of those diseases may have cleared up. Like you mentioned, chickenpox, you know, that goes away after a short time. But with leprosy then, they had to show themselves to the priest, and the priest says, "You are a leper. You have to get out of society. You can no longer be a part of the society because it can be contagious. Other people didn't want to be it. Also, too, then, you were declared unclean. You were looked upon as being a sinner. God gave you this disease because you were bad, because you had sinned. You had done something awful. And so you are cast out of society, no longer a part of it." Many of the lepers did live in colonies. They lived together where they could support one another. Sometimes when they would come into town, because they did need supplies, they would have to ring a little bell to let everybody know that lepers are in town, and they also had to shout out, "Leper, I am a leper." That way people would know to stay back, and people would shout at them to stay back, and sometimes people would even throw rocks at them just to keep them away. Because again, the people looked upon the lepers as being sinful people, as being evil people, people who are being punished by God. So there was no compassion for these people. They were cast out. Here in this gospel, Jesus says, "Where are the other 9? Because Jesus healed all of them. Jesus healed all 10 people. And it doesn't say that Jesus took away that gift of healing from them. They were still made clean. You know, the Bible says that it rains on the good and the evil. The sun shines on the good and the evil. Jesus did not take away the blessing that he gave to the other 9. They were still healed. Now, in order for them to be declared clean, in order to come back into society, they would have to go through a ritual. And it was 8 days long. The ritual itself was 8 days long. It was very involved. I think it had 2 live birds, a ewe, cedar wood, hyssop, water, blood, olive oil, and maybe some other things as well then too. And it was an elaborate ceremony that they went through. In ancient times before this, when it first was started, it was actually a beautiful service because it was not only giving thanks to God for the healing that took place for this to be to happen, but it was also an opportunity to celebrate with that person that they are rejoining the community once more. But by the time it came in Jesus' time then, that celebration, that thankfulness, that worship of God kind of got lost in all the rituals that had to take place. And so these 10 lepers, so Jesus asked the question, where are the other 9s? Well, that's where they were. They were going back to the priest to get together for that ritual that had to take place over 8 days. And they were anxious to get back to home, get back to their families. And so that whole idea of returning back to Jesus, the one who brought them healing, that subject never came up. They just didn't think about it at that time. So we too can ask that question, where are the other 9? In our congregation, we have somewhere between 900 and 1,000 people. And as you look around, we have, I'm estimating, probably about 130 people here this morning. Last night we had about 30 or 31, 35 in worship last week. And so here we are with about 160 people in worship this weekend. And we have membership of close to 1,000 people. So where are the other 700 or 800 people? Well, some are sick. Some are not feeling well this weekend. And they do need to stay home. They need to take care of themselves. And if they have something that is contagious, it's the best thing that they do stay at home so that they do not spread it amongst everybody else. There may be people taking care of those who are sick. There are those who are homebound and their caregivers. There may be a few people in the hospital. I do know that we do have one person in military service in active duty. There are some who are obligated to work such as the medical profession or those that are first responders that are on call or on duty. But again, where are the other 700 or 800 people? They too, I think, are the subject of coming to worship never came up. They're involved with so much other stuff. They're interested in their own rituals. Maybe it's sleeping late. Maybe it's nursing a hangover. Maybe it's just doing a few chores around the house or maybe a few things that they want to catch up with. Now, there may be some people who are normally here, but they are traveling this weekend. They had a family celebration going on, such as an anniversary or wedding that they needed to attend out of town. Or maybe this was just the weekend that they were going to go and take some vacation time. But again, there are so many people who could be here. It's interesting then, too, what Jesus tells the one who came back. He remembered, this one who came back, remembered that Jesus is the one. He recognized Jesus as the one who healed him. And he came back and he fell at his feet and he gave worship to Jesus. And Jesus tells him, rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. You know, throughout the United States, I think the latest polls that I saw, Gallup polls that I saw about Christian worship is that on a given Sunday, or people claim that they come to worship every Sunday or just about every Sunday, 21%. 21% of the people surveyed say they come to church on a regular basis like that. Another 9% said they come occasionally to worship. So about 30 people are here on a somewhat regular basis here in the United States. And so we look out through the United States, And where are the other 70%? Jesus tells this man who comes back, he says, "Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." That mission field is wide open. It's wide open throughout the world. It's wide open through in our country. It's wide open in our community. It's wide open even in our congregation. That mission field is there. To rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. We come to worship, to hear God's word. We come to worship, to be healed. We are healed by hearing this word, the words of grace that Jesus gives us his healing. He gives us his grace. We receive the sacraments here in worship. We hear that promise of forgiveness. We hear that promise of eternal life. We are healed. We come to worship and we also talk with one another. Some of us may be celebrating, maybe having something great that happened this week, maybe a promotion, maybe a birth in the family, maybe just good news. Others are hurting. They've had loved ones who are sick, loved ones who have died. And so we come together and we listen to one another. We share our stories with one another, either joining in the celebration of people or also joining in the grief or the hurt and the pain of the other people who are here. We lift one another up, just as Jesus lifted these men up in their healing, brought them back into society. We are here today because Christ heals us. He brings us here. You know, the sun shines on the good and the bad, rain comes for the good and the evil. The blessings of God are for everyone. If you look around at our society, those who are in basically the same economic class fare about the same. Like I said, 30% may be going to worship on a regular basis, 70% are not, but we all fare about the same. But yet, there are still extra blessings to be had. And that is to remember that Christ is the one who heals us. Christ is the one who brings us back to God. We receive those blessings by hearing and sharing our faith. Go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Jesus Christ.